With school budgets bursting and property taxes rising, some suburban towns no longer want to build housing for families with children. That's because if they do, they have to pay for schools. In New Jersey, a builder is suing one small town for changing its zoning in a way that discourages families. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The mayor of Lepatcong, New Jersey, loves his town. Douglas Steinhardt grew up here among the cornfields and rolling green hills that lie just east of the Pennsylvania border. He ran for mayor to stop suburban sprawl from replacing the town's farms. On a driving tour, Steinhardt says Lepatcong is still a small town that's a great place to raise kids.
You know, most everybody that you see, with excellent school systems. You can't beat it, really.
Yet Steinhardt and the town council recently changed its zoning to block the building of any apartments that have more than two bedrooms. A developer is suing, arguing the city is violating the Federal Fair Housing Act, which bars discrimination against people with children. The mayor says the zoning rules only apply to one side of town, where multifamily housing is being built.
It's not something that affects everybody townwide. Certainly their families, they can come in and buy homes anywhere they want to.
Steinhardt doesn't deny the town is concerned about all sorts of costs related to development. Streets, fire, and police protection. And yes, if he's pushed, schools. Families have been attracted to the rural town, and this has doubled enrollment at the elementary school in the last 8 years. Nationwide, experts say the trend toward prohibiting three-bedroom apartments and houses has become common. So common, there's now a new term for it. Childproof housing. The New Jersey Builders Association is running ads in their fight to remove all sorts of restrictions on new construction.
And now, Dean Gaffner will introduce the class of 2003, the future of New Jersey.
Jason Gold, congratulations. Here's a bus ticket to Virginia.
The builders say there'll be no housing for the next generation if New Jersey continues to restrict new construction.
Mary Kennedy, Florida.
Why'd he give us one-way tickets out of New Jersey?
Because we won't be able to find homes in New Jersey. We gotta leave.
This may not be so far-fetched, says Edward Blakely, Dean of Urban Planning at New School University. He says suburbs are increasingly using zoning that favors seniors over families with children.
The cities and counties want the development in order to capture more taxes, but they want to try to make it so that they only capture the taxes and not get the liabilities. It will not work. As soon as you capture the tax, you're going to get some ongoing liability.
The only way to fix the problem, Blakely says, is to change the tax system. John Schur of the nonpartisan think tank New Jersey Policy Perspective says the key problem is that the state relies on property taxes more than its income and sales tax combined.
So this over-reliance on property taxes might have made sense 200 years ago when only very wealthy people owned real estate. In fact, then they were a good measure of somebody's ability to pay. But today, to make such a large source of taxation based on the value of your house and not your income is all out of kilter with people's ability to pay. It's an antiquated, outmoded system that is really starting to break down in New Jersey.
Schur says many people can no longer afford their property taxes, and it's leading to towns trying anything to keep families with children out. That may be a rational economic choice, but it's one that has hidden costs. For example, people who don't have kids might not vote for the school budget.
It's pitting people against each other. It's bringing out the worst in people. When you start to say who can and can't live in your town based on what it's going to cost, that's something that ought to make people take notice.
New Jersey citizens are taking notice of their tax bills. Some groups are talking about holding a constitutional convention to reform the system. In fact, Schur says the only people in New Jersey not talking about tax reform are the politicians. He says most elected officials won't create a new tax, no matter how fair it might be, for fear of being booted out of office. Nancy Solomon, NPR News.